What is up, Still Studians? Happy Wednesday, hump day, October 6, 2021. Yes, I am still battling some kind of like vocal issue here. I don't know if I've been podcasting too much. I can't hit that high notes to do the studying. It just won't let me. Not sure what's going on, but I can't wait to the day when I can hit that high note again. But I'll make do as I can. Maybe I need to like retire my vocal cords. Maybe it's like Big Ben. You know, I am 40. Ben is 39. Maybe these vocal cords have taken a pounding here over the last several months here with the podcast. But anyway, so grateful that you're joining me here today on the study session. This is episode number 115, hump day, October 6, 2021. We are rolling along here as the Steelers are getting ready for their contest this weekend against the Denver Broncos. Not a big threat offensively. Teddy Bridgewater was in concussion protocol. It looks like Drew Locke is going to get the start. That offensive line isn't very strong, so it could be a game in which the Steelers' defense gets a lot of pressure, maybe forces Locke into some mistakes, some fumbles, some interceptions, and they can get this thing going. Defensively, it's another story. They get a ton of pressure. They're banged up a bit, but it's going to be a significant test for the Steelers' offense. And again, as I've been saying, just run Najee, build the game plan around him. So we'll have a more detailed preview of the Broncos coming up later this week, but that's what's in store. And Tomlin had a chance to talk to the media on Tuesday and was asked about Ben Roethlisberger. Obviously, that is a hot topic right now. It's going to be until there is some type of resolution, either through him playing better or him not playing better and being sent to the bench. We don't know how it's going to play out, but that is something that is currently under the microscope. Tomlin acknowledged the criticism that was coming from Pittsburgh fans and the media, that it's part of the process, that it's part of the job. Typical Tomlin fashion, taking accountability for it, that they discuss these things. They're trying to get better. They're trying to rectify being 1-3. They're trying to fix it. But what Tomlin also shared is that Ben has a hip injury. So now compound that with his pectoral muscle injury and the wear of the pounding that he has taken in this young 2021 season is starting to mount. And I know I hit on this a lot yesterday, but just want to spend some more time talking about Roethlisberger and how this is going to play out here this season, because I do think it really is. This is going to be a defining moment for the Steelers. This could be a moment that goes down in the history of the organization of when the team made the official decision to either move on from their franchise quarterback, their 18-year franchise quarterback, and put him on the bench, and to go with the youth movement and Mason Rudolph and Dwayne Haskins. Or it could be that defining moment where Roethlisberger rebounds, comes off the ropes, and just starts gunslinging, throwing lasers. That running game gets going. They start winning some games. Everybody forgets about this lull, this drudgery that they're currently in. Or maybe it's more like they win a few games, they lose a few games, win a few games, lose a few games, and they finish 8-9. We don't know how it's going to play out. We all know how we would like it to play out. Obviously, that's with Roethlisberger rebounding, him ending his career on a positive note, successfully, prolifically, leading his team to victories, getting into the postseason, making a push. That's how we all want it to end for Big Ben. Realistically, that seems like a stretch of the imagination. Not that you can't envision it, because you can. But the likelihood of that, based on what we've seen these first 4 weeks, does not seem good. Nor does it seem that even an 8-9 record seems likely. Think about that. They have one win. That means they'd have to get 7 more. And remember, you have contests coming up against Seattle, 2 against Baltimore, 2 against Cleveland, 1 more against a Cincinnati team quarterbacked by Joe Burrow. And I said before the season even started that he has the it factor. Oh yeah, throw in Tennessee and Kansas City, the Chargers. It's going to be tough. 7 more wins is going to be tough, unless they can get locked in and they go on an absolute tear. So when you look at the evidence and all the pieces and how they played these last 4 weeks on offense and 3 weeks on defense, the logical, the rational conclusion to draw is that they're not going to win 8 games. And I hate to say that. Again, I'm not being negative or pessimistic here. I'm just trying to realistically look at the information in front of us. What would need to happen is a spark, something to pull this team together. That could be in the form of Najee Harris and the offensive line finally clicking, the defense getting things together and playing together as a unit, and then those units play off of each other. Could it be in the form of Roethlisberger finally hitting some type of stride, minimizing those mistakes, not being skittish in the pocket, not checking down, throwing for the change on third downs, fourth downs, shooting the ball down the middle of the field? Can you get locked in? Look, all those things are possibilities. All those things can happen. And we just don't know how it's going to play out. Again, we know what we want to happen. We know what the evidence says most likely what will happen. And then you have the in-between. Man, Roethlisberger has given so much to the city. So many great seasons. This rookie year will go down in history as one of the best seasons ever by a rookie quarterback, maybe the best season ever by a rookie quarterback. I remember that game against Dallas when, after the game, Bill Parcells said that Roethlisberger looked like one of the best rookies to ever do it. And just the scrambling, the maneuvering, the shaking defenders, and the launches of the deep balls down the field for big plays, big scores. I think of that Super Bowl against the Seattle Seahawks when he's maneuvering around and looks like he's going to be sacked, sets his feet, pew, fires it down the field to Hines Ward. Albeit that was a bad game statistically, but they got it done. I remember that game against Baltimore Sunday night. Ben gets his nose broken by Haloti Ngata, and he still keeps going, and he dumps one off to Isaac Redman, and the Steelers pull out what seemed to be an improbable victory. So many good moments that Roethlisberger brought to the city. And it sounds like I'm delivering a eulogy right now, but I'm just taking a moment to be grateful for everything that Big Ben has done for this team. And you know what? No matter how it plays out, and again, you know where my heart is, I want him to finish this season strong. But even if he doesn't, he's going to go down as one of the greatest Steelers of all time. And again, every game that you watch Ben play this season, just keep in the forefront of your mind, not even in the back of your mind, that this may be the last time you ever get to see Roethlisberger put on a Steelers uniform as the starting quarterback. And then the last thing I'll say, something that I didn't even talk about, and really you didn't hear discussed in national media, Ben threw his 400th touchdown pass last weekend. Oh yeah, there's that. So in the plight of all this losing that's been dampering the spirits of black and gold faithful across the nation, across the world, let's keep the faith for a resurrection of Big Ben one more time to turn the season around. And if not, let's let him go out with class and with grace, and let's be grateful for everything that he has brought to this organization. And study ends with that. Remember, I can't hit those high notes for whatever's going on with my voice here. That concludes this hump day edition of the study session. I want to thank you so much for joining me here today. Please continue to share my work with your family and friends. Drop me a line via email at thestillstudy@gmail.com. Give me a follow on Twitter at @stillstudy. And remember, not everyone can be a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Home of number 7, Big Ben. Not everybody can be that. But guess what? You most certainly are. Peace, everyone.